changes.
Yes, it do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you pray,
yes, sir.
Let God have His way. You get out of the way. And let God get in the way. And then He can fight the battle for you. He can carry you through. Thank you, Pastor, for this night, this week, a portion of this week. Thank you, church, for putting up with me and not putting an X on your pastor, for there were many preachers, pastors. He could have called. I just want to tell you thank you, Pastor. For Pastor Jackson, Bishop Jackson, and I've known each other a long time. Very long time. And but before I go there, Pleasant Green, just wave your hand like you just don't. Like you just don't care. And I did that, Pastor, to say, because irregardless of what happened at Pleasant Green, I'm still blessed.
Amen.
For I can say this, and you may not be able to testify, but Pastor Jackson can testify. Come from an area where churches pretty hard to deal with. They haven't realized that God is coming back. And the judgment is going to begin at the church.
Right.
So I am happy to be up at the Green. Wouldn't want to be nowhere else. Because I know what God can do with the little church by the railroad track.
Right.
Keep passing by there. It's going to be all right. For it's one thing about the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
He will not let you fail.
That's right.
You may think you have fallen, but just before you hit the ground, the hands of God is just anybody been caught just in the nick of and then He pulls you out of sticky situations. Father, right now we thank You. We thank the angel of this house. We thank the disciples that have come diligently, and even those that did not come. We ask for blessings upon their lives, and the preacher teachers that are gathered around the pulpit, Master, continue to give them ministry power, where they may be able to draw the sinner and produce the saint. And Father, allow the word tonight to come back again and redo what it needs to do in the life of your disciples. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen, in Jesus' precious name. On last night, we somewhat talked about how the spit of Jesus became the DNA and the byproduct of His blood. And that the man who couldn't hear was covered by the byproduct of the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you look at your life, you got to always be covered by. Come go with me. I don't know why this thing come, Pastor. You ordered the the sermon for tonight. He said prayer changes things. If you have your Bibles, we're just going to end up with what the pastor started up. I think we can do that. We're going to end up how the pastor started up. Isaiah 38 chapter. Our first verse, I just don't know where we'll stop reading, but I do know where we'll begin. Reading the word is like love. Love is like the ocean. You see where it begins, but you can't see where it ends. Because your love ought to be so deep until that should not be anything that can measure your love. How far is so love? It just goes around the world and wrap itself around the world, and it just keeps saying so and so, and as you say so, it just wraps its arms. Yes, little text, little simple text tonight, Pastor, just a little simple something, so we're going to get out your people way. I know they tired, they ready to go home already. I know they ready to go home, but in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house, come go with me in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What a double negative you got to deal with here. You got to die and not live. If you die, you sure not going to live. What a double negative he puts right there. But then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Now just start counting the words after remember and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. But the story can't stop right there, because then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. Prayer changes things. Pastor started it, and I'm going to try to end it up with prayer. Prayer. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. I don't know what you have relied upon, but the one thing that I can say tonight is that prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Have your hope ever moved to hopeless? And have your help ever moved to helpless? Have your hands ever been shackled together? And there have been a problematic problem that you feel that you could not wrap your hands around nor control. I wish I had some believers in the house. Have you ever found yourself in a position with your hands coupled together, although there's money in the bank, although there's friends all around, although there are family members you can call, but you are still helpless? Oh, I wish I had someone here who'd caught some hell in their life. someone who's been between the rock and a hard place. Someone who had to shed tears and don't know how they were going to make it the next day. Give me somebody in the house who can tell me something about being in a predicament that you couldn't do anything about. You've been hemmed in and you've been cornered off, and it's almost like the cowboy and the Indians, Pastor, where the Indian strikes out against the cowboys, and the cowboys makes a big circle, and then they start shooting from inside the circle at the Indians, and the Indians start shooting back at the cowboys. Then the Indians put fire on their bow and arrows and start burning the cowboys out. But one thing about it, they hear a trumpet in the distance and someone say, I hear cowboys. So when you hemmed in and the problems have overtaken you, all you have to do is just listen for a little while and somebody in the house will hear. And when the cavalry come, they pick up speed. They get motivated. Now they want to fight because they understand that cavalry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's coming.
It's on the way.
All right.
Oh, come go with me here. Maybe you have never been in that position where your children have acted up and needed some help, and you couldn't do anything for them, and all you could do was give them advice. Maybe you haven't been in the position where you have been sick and looked like you couldn't get well, and the doctor didn't know what was wrong with you, and they would send you from specialist to specialist, doctor to doctor. You have spent all your money up and down the road trying to find the right doctor for your case. Well, but let me recommend a doctor right now before I get up out of here. Go back to Appaloosa, get back to Pleasant Green. But let me recommend the first doctor that you ought to see. Someone would call my old grandma and say, Dr. Jesus. Do I have some help in the house? Jesus. If you have something going, I don't care if it's a slight headache, Dr. Jesus. I don't care if it's a toeache, it's Dr. Jesus. I don't care if it's a heartache, it ought to be Dr.
Jesus.
I don't care if it's surgery, a cancer, diabetes, heart problem, it ought to be Dr.
Jesus.
If you're going to make it, y'all. You better insert him into your life. And then you better insert him into your daily diet. In other words, you ought to eat the word. Meditate on the word. Allow the word to be broken down in your body and allow it to get into your bloodstream and it start feeding your system. And then when they look at you, you look like who you are, but you look like Jesus because you've been eating on the word. I wish I had some help in the house. Give me some Bible readers in the house who know something about that. You are what you
eat.
That's a long time ago. Y'all can remember they would come and tell you, the dietitian would say, you are. So if you eat foolishness, you foolish. Do I have some help in the house? If you eat hatred, you But if you eat Jesus, you're the disciple. You are what you eat. Yes, prayer. Prayer is one of the most unexplained movements that man cannot ever explain. We would be in here for the next 5,000 years trying to explain the power of prayer.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday School